I'm Karen Chapman Novakowski, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Nutrition Education and Behavior. Today I'm speaking with Catherine Turvey, who is the lead author on the article entitled Impact of Messaging Strategy on Consumer Understanding of Food Date Labels. Catherine, can you give us a brief overview of this study?
Absolutely. So in the US, we don't have a federally regulated standard for food date labels. So you have probably seen a variety of dates and messages on food packaging, like sell by or best by. And in 2017, the food industry tried to address confusion about all of the labels floating around by adopting a voluntary labeling system that includes just two labels. According to this system, products either receive a best if used by label or a use by label. In our study, we surveyed over 2,000 people across the US to explore to what extent consumers understand this system and what message strategies could increase their understanding. And we found that the majority of consumers say that they use date labels to make decisions about food, and the majority say they know what the labels mean. But that said, less than half of respondents knew that the best if used by label specifically tells you that food quality might go down after the date on the label. And less than one quarter knew that the use by label means that food is not safe to eat after the date on the label. And the educational messages that we tested, they did improve understanding, but our findings suggest that more can be done to build effective messages.
So this is a really great topic to explore. But what gave you the idea to explore the understanding of date labels?
Well, Dr. Ronnie Neff, who is the senior researcher on our paper, has spent quite some time studying wasted food at the Center for a Livable Future, which is at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And it's estimated that we waste about 31% of all food at the retail or consumer level. And from prior research and our knowledge of the field, we knew that standardizing food date labeling is an important strategy to lower wasted food at the consumer level. And the food industry has taken an important step by voluntarily standardizing date labeling. And there are also efforts to introduce a federally regulated standard. So as this system becomes more widely adopted, we're going to need consumer education to help people understand the labels. So what we wanted to know was how well do people understand these labels now, and what kind of messages can help increase their understanding?
Great, and I love the idea of value frames. Can you explain them a little bit more for us?
Sure. Value framing is a communication strategy, and it's used to improve the effectiveness of a message by emphasizing aspects that would resonate with someone's existing beliefs or values. In the case of date labels, in prior research, we've seen that when people use date labels to make decisions, they consider things like the quality of the food, the safety of the food, saving money or avoiding waste. And so for this study, we incorporated different value frames into the educational messages that we tested to see if using a different frame impacted the effectiveness of the messages. And all of the messages that we tested significantly increased understanding, but we did not find evidence that one of these frames was significantly more successful than another.
And what was the most surprising result of this project for you?
Yes. Well, we were surprised to find how consumers seem to misuse date labels, but with an unwarranted confidence that they understand the meaning of the labels. Participants who said they knew the meaning of the labels, that was not significantly associated with actually knowing the meaning of the labels. And misinterpreting date labels was common, even among people who said that they pay very close attention to food safety or they always check date labels when making food-related decisions. So even though the educational messages that we tested improved understanding, misinterpretation was still common, even after viewing explanations of the labels. And when we dug into the free responses, we saw that some participants explained that they thought date labels were common sense or self-explanatory or even boring. And this overconfidence seems to be a barrier to reaching consumers with educational communication. So future communications campaigns will have to capture the attention of people who might think they already know information about food date labels, they find it boring, or they're satisfied with a rough understanding of how to use labels.
And that can be very challenging. Are you continuing with this research?
At the Center for a Livable Future, Dr. Neff is continuing to research various strategies to address wasted food. And though none of the current projects are focused on date labeling specifically, our study did provide ideas for future research. So, for example, future research could explore how to address that unwarranted confidence about date labeling and how to capture consumer attention. And we'd also like to learn more about how a person's general knowledge of food safety might impact how well they understand the two-date labeling system. So, as the system becomes more widely adopted, understanding how to create effective communication is going to be key to helping consumers practice food safety and avoid unnecessary food waste.
A very interesting study, Catherine, and thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.